Time to check in with Christine from Freedom Home Care. Christine, you sent me the sweetest card in the mail. I can't tell you how long it's been since I've received a card.
You know, we have actually been having a lot of fun at our house writing letters. My daughter is in first grade, and it's been a good opportunity for her to practice her writing and learn how to do a skill like that, but then also keep in touch with her friends, because that's so important right now, is keeping that human connection. So we've really enjoyed that, and she's starting to get mail back, and that's been super fun.
Oh, so. You never know what's going to come in the mailbox. I was so excited, so I really appreciate that. That is a fantastic idea, and at that point, we want to take this time to thank some of those people that are keeping things going. You have employees at Freedom Home Care that are still working hard to do the very best job they can.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is just an unprecedented time for all of us. It's you know, one of those difficult first time experiences that we're all trying to navigate. And I just want to say a huge shout out to our team, you know, in our commitment to continuing to provide safe and reliable home care and case management for the community. First, our administrator, Chris, has just been really amazing, and our team in the office we're continuing to monitor those guidelines that are issued by Centers for Disease Control, Minnesota Department of Health, OSHA, and really just doing our best to get the policies in place that we need to ensure the health, safety, and well-being of our clients and clients and employees. But then our caregivers, nurses, social workers, I really feel like they're real heroes of Freedom Home Care, because they're just continuing to do their best to care for the clients while following all these new guidelines and policies, and just doing their best to keep their clients safe and stay safe themselves.
And are there needs that Freedom Home Care has that the public can help with? What's the best way for us to, you know, kind of connect and find out how we can help?
Yeah, well, as people have probably heard, there are definitely some issues with the supplies of personal protective equipment in our community and everywhere, really. And so what's happening is the Greater Mankato United Way has actually put together a COVID-19 resource page on their website, and as a part of that is a needs page, and they're looking for volunteers or donations of masks. So people are sewing masks for different organizations. We have, just at Freedom Home Care, we're on that list if anybody has anything. But my mom in Iowa is sewing masks, my sister in Florida, Jen in our office. We're just kind of pulling together to, you know, do our best to get some of those supplies that we all need.
It kind of makes me think of, I wasn't alive back then, neither were you, but back in wartime when people at home were doing things, all the things that they could do in order to help out.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, I think that's maybe the silver lining of all of this, is really seeing how community pulls together in a time of crisis. And I think we're seeing that every day.
Christine, how do we get in touch with Freedom Home Care if we have questions about care now, if we have questions about what Freedom Home Care does going forward? What's the best way to contact?
Yeah, so if you guys want to give us a call at 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME, we'd be happy to talk about how we're continuing to provide those home care and case management services. Otherwise, take a look at our website, too, at freedomhomecarellc.com. We really try to keep updated and relevant information out there as well.
Christine Nessler, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.